Chapter 7, Nephrology. Topic 11, Malignancy. In this section, we'll review renal cell carcinoma and bladder carcinoma. First, renal cell carcinoma. Starting with the risk factors, it's important to recognize that lifestyle choices, genetic predispositions, and environmental exposures contribute to the development of renal cell carcinoma. Smoking stands out as a significant lifestyle risk factor, alongside hypertension and obesity. The abuse of phenacetin analgesics, a less common cause today but historically relevant, also plays a role. Genetic conditions, including autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease and von Hippel-Lindau syndrome, increase the susceptibility to developing renal cell carcinoma. Patients undergoing chronic dialysis and those exposed to heavy metals such as mercury and cadmium are also at an elevated risk. Moving on to the signs and symptoms, renal cell carcinoma may present with a triad of abdominal distension, flank pain, and hematuria. However, this classic presentation is rare and often indicates advanced disease. Scrotal varices and testicular pressure might indicate inferior vena cava or renal vein invasion, signaling a more complex disease course. Systemic symptoms such as weight loss, night sweats, and cachexia are also associated with advanced renal cell carcinoma. Paraneoplastic syndromes are critical to understand when diagnosing and managing renal cell carcinoma. These syndromes result from tumor secretion of hormonally active substances or immune cross-reactivity between tumor and normal tissues. Key examples include the syndrome of inappropriate antidiuretic hormone secretion, ectopic production of erythropoietin or adrenocorticotropic hormone, thrombocytosis and hypercalcemia due to a parathyroid hormone-like peptide. Diagnostic strategies for renal cell carcinoma involve imaging modalities. A computed tomography scan of the abdomen and pelvis is the cornerstone of diagnosis, providing detailed information on tumor size, location, and potential metastasis. For staging purposes, chest and brain imaging are recommended to identify distant metastasis and to inform treatment planning. Management of renal cell carcinoma depends on the stage of the disease and the degree of invasion. Surgical intervention, including partial or radical nephrectomy, remains a mainstay treatment for localized disease. In cases of advanced renal cell carcinoma, immunotherapy has emerged as a promising treatment option, targeting the immune system to fight cancer cells more effectively. Moving on to bladder cancer. Bladder carcinoma's etiology is multifactorial, with several risk factors increasing the susceptibility to the disease. Smoking is the most significant risk factor, markedly elevating the risk due to carcinogenic metabolites in urine. Infections with schistosoma hematobium, predominantly seen in North Africa, lead to chronic cystitis and increase the risk of developing bladder carcinoma, specifically squamous cell carcinoma. Medications such as pioglitazone and cyclophosphamide contribute to risk due to their toxic metabolites, acroline, which has a direct carcinogenic effect on the bladder epithelium. Occupational exposures to specific chemicals, such as those encountered by painters and metalworkers, and exposure to aniline dyes are notable risk factors. Lastly, radiation exposure adds to the risk of developing bladder carcinoma. Bladder carcinoma is categorized into subtypes, primarily based on histology. Transitional cell carcinoma is the most common subtype, accounting for the majority of cases. Squamous cell carcinoma, although less common, is specifically associated with schistosoma hematobium infection, particularly in endemic areas such as North Africa. Clinically, patients with bladder carcinoma may present with hematuria, dysuria, and urinary frequency, which are among the initial and most common symptoms. Advanced disease may lead to abdominal pain, oliguria secondary to post-obstructive uropathy, and the presence of a suprapubic mass. The diagnostic approach for bladder carcinoma involves several key steps. Urinalysis is typically performed to detect hematuria and may include urinary cytology to identify cancer cells. A computed tomography scan of the pelvis provides detailed anatomical information and assists in staging the disease. Cystoscopy with biopsy is the definitive diagnostic procedure, allowing for direct visualization of the bladder, lesion identification, and tissue sampling for histopathological analysis. The management of bladder carcinoma is tailored to the degree of invasion and presence of metastasis. Cystectomy, which may be partial or radical, is a primary treatment modality for muscle-invasive bladder carcinoma. Chemoradiation may be employed as an adjunct to surgery, depending on the tumor's characteristics and stage, to enhance disease control and patient survival.